And you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught any fish.
And you ask someone, what time does the movie
start?
Or another way of saying that, what time does it
Well, what time does the movie begin?
Okay, and you say it must have already
started.
Or
begun.
And 10 minutes ago it
did what?
10 minutes ago the movie
begun.
And you say this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
and beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Left.
Huh?
You talking about left ear?
Okay, and this is the
right ear.
And this whole thing?
Your lips.
Or the whole thing is the
mouth.
And
throat.
And the whole thing here.
Neck.
Any other name for throat?
No.
Did you ever hear goozle?
Not to remember.
And these are the
lips.
Or
teeth.
And one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
And this is the
palm.
And one
fist.
Two
fist.
And a place where the bones come together. It's called the
joint.
And on a man, this is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And this is the
leg.
And one
foot.
Two
feet.
And say if I get down in this position, you say I
squat.
Any other way of saying that?
Stoop down.
Did you ever hear hunker down or down on your hunkers or down on your haunches? And this sensitive bone here.
That's your shin.
And say if someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
pale.
And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and
strong.
What if he's getting a little bit overweight? You'd say he's
getting a little overweight. I'd say he's getting a little fat.
Did you ever use the word stout?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, stout, it's a little overweight, I guess, you'd say. But it's not saying he's fat.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No.
And someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you'd say he's
easy going.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs, you'd say he's,
well, you'd say he's stout.
Okay. Or if he's, someone's always stumbling and dropping things, he's
clumsy.
And if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain,
well, he'd have to be crazy, I guess, or he's a nut.
Did you ever call him a fool?
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
A fool? That's somebody that does things that seem like he know better, but he's a fool. And he pushes his luck, I guess.
Is that a very insulting word?
A fool? Well, depending on how you use it, I guess. You can use